Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to a very special live edition of Plumbing the Death Star live from Leeds. Leeds. Yeah.
We don't do that for every other town.
Usually people don't cheer their own city. Well, we made Sydney boo themselves. Yeah.
I just think it's a good like cheer, like loose toys. Because imagine like Birmingham.
Birmingham.
It's just not good.
You can't do it. Although it does sound a bit like a train. Birmingham. Yeah, it's good.
Where we ask the important questions.
Yeah, all right.
Like, which horror movie could you survive? Us personally, okay. Not you as the royal you, we. Yes, Jackson, would you like to go first?
Alien.
Alien.
Yes. Two reasons.
Okay. Alien, the film, like the horror movie in space that requires the most competent people and they struggle to survive.
First of all, can you imagine an alien wanting to get into my body? First of all, that face hugger would be like, nope. Yeah, everybody else like, would be getting attacked, and I'd be like, "Why? What's it going for you? What are you so special?"
All my friends are dead, but aww. I'm a bit hurt.
It's very funny to be like me and the alien on the Nostromo just sitting across from each other. You're not gonna put eggs in me? Okay. That's like, cool, I guess.
So in Aliens 3, it kind of like the face like a scurries up to you, shakes its head, goes and grabs a dog, and you're like,
oh!
Like more
me
and more.
Taking the dog for a piss on that prison planet, the facehugger comes, goes to the dog. I'm like, come on.
Look, I'm cool.
Put the eggs in me.
I want to be a mother.
Just walking around the Nostromo with my mouth open. I'm just going to go to sleep here.
I'm so tired.
I hear my chest is nice and spacious.
Nothing wrong with it. Same kind of chest as everyone else.
It'd be a real shame though if something was to burst out of it. Anything,
prime real estate right here.
If anything, the rib is like even extra like spongy. You don't have to go. It's not hard.
Yeah.
It's brittle.
You can
brittle.
Just, you just gently rise. I'm like rice paper in there.
I'd just like to point out, I didn't say which horror movie would you like to survive.
Well, I'm not dead, am I?
No, you're trying your hardest.
You didn't say that I couldn't try to die. It says that I won't. And I'll kick things off, which is funny. You know, they have the eggs there in the ship. I will touch them. Like, there's no way the three of us land on that alien ship, the engineer ship, and we see the eggs that I'm not putting my hand wholeheartedly into one of the eggs.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, man, what are these weird... And I'll be standing up like this with two eggs on my arm. They're like wings!
You know, that's actually better than some of the scientists in the Alien franchise. Because like they're like, oh, what is this weird lizard thing? Who's your booka? And they get attacked.
Yeah.
You're like, what's this? Bang!
Yeah, I like pull my hand out and I've impaled a face on it. Oh, there were things in there.
I got a crab.
Holy shit, alien crabs. Holy shit, there's one in each of these.
We're eating good tonight, fellas.
Who are you?
Come out of there.
E-clunk, e-clunk.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening. This is weird.
This spaceship is rude. My friends are dead, but they don't like me.
Walking back up, like knocking on the Nostromo, they're like, Jackson, what did you find? Ah! Oh!
Are you familiar with crabs from Earth? Them, but in like, eggs. Yeah.
Where are the Joels? Ah! The crabs went on their heads, then they had to lie down.
They're having a sleep.
I don't know. It's weird. Let me in. It's cold. And then you would come up with, you'd be like, I'd be like, oh, there they are. Let them in. Yeah, now good. Yeah. We can't let them in, Jackson. They've been contaminated. But it's Dusher and Zabit. They look sick.
Nah.
Who cares?
We're in space. You probably got a space flu. Come on.
I'm sick. You let me in. He's an android, if you recall, so you can cough in his face all you want.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not going to get sick. I could spit phlegm in an android and it would be fine.
Yeah.
And I would.
Like, yeah, I'm with you. I'd cough on him.
What have you been doing today, Jackson? Spitting in the android, you?
Yeah. Just hucking loogies right down his throat.
Oh, yeah, me too. You got to kill time on an Nostromo somehow. There's
yeah,
no TV.
This spaceship rules.
Spit in the android. Why not?
I just throw like a tennis ball at him.
Yeah.
Like constantly.
What can he do? He can't hurt humans, you know, idiot.
He'd catch it. He'd just be like...
No fun.
What's he going to do with that spit, though? Nothing.
No. I'll throw more tennis balls at him.
The word bad news for us, though, we're going to run out of spit, have dry mouths.
Yeah.
That's unpleasant.
That is. I'll never run out of tennis balls.
That's true.
That's one thing about space. Heaps.
Heaps of
tennis balls.
Heaps.
Just like going to try and find, I don't know, like a clean t-shirt in your locker and it's just tennis.
Oh, actually.
I know these are all for hucking at the android and it makes it so strange.
I'm going to upset all of you with some information that I just remembered from our last tour. Someone told me the exact amount of human saliva that you can produce in a day, and it's like 2 liters.
There's that... 3 of us. That's 6 liters of spit in that android.
Now I want you to all imagine a jug. Oh, it's marked 6 liters.
6 liters, colon, spit.
Yeah. Oh, it's a bit warm. Pour it on an android.
Direction, open android mouth. Step 2, pour.
The android will never agree to that.
Brave. Also, you're in my direct light. Like, there's no one sitting in front of you. That was not hidden. Brave.
It's
rowdy.
Gross.
And then okay. Eventually I just grab the head face hugger and do it myself. Put the alien in me.
I like the idea that you're so confused you just think that we're kissing aliens. I want a space girlfriend.
You're making weird... out with a crab. I want to make out with a crab.
They wouldn't let me do that on Earth.
People are like, why are you kissing the underside of the crab? That's not even where its mouth is.
Leave me alone.
People are rude to me at the beach. Why'd they let me on this ship? What function do I serve? All right, so we got an engineer. Okay, we got a technician, scientist. We need just an idiot.
You, the boy kissing that crab.
Huh? Holding the crab in my hand is trying to nip my head. What? Hurry up. I need to get back to kissing it.
Get on this ship.
I have salty lips.
This crab is not going to go unkissed for long. Hurry up. Would you like to go to space, son? Fuck this crab, yes!
I can just see why they let you on the spaceship.
What's better,
me? Like the android, like Ash or whatever, just studying you? Like, what's he doing?
What makes him work?
Why does he insist on spitting in my mouth?
He wants to spit in my mouth and he's kissing everything.
What's funnier, when they hire me to come to space, me throwing away the crab or just putting it in my mouth? Like, let's go! Sir, you cannot keep that crab. What crab?
Just piffing the crab.
Whoop!
Yeet!
it skips into the sea. Goodbye, yeah. Crab. Gosh, I hope there's crabs in space. Holy shit. That makes that...
Oh, lucky us. Day.
Oh, my God.
Guys, my kink.
This ain't happened.
And then how upset would you be when it's like...
Yeah. Oh. I like that image of me with my head entirely in one of those eggs. Where's Jackson? Out. Legs kicking and scrambling.
Just a muffled...
So presumably we've gotten got by aliens.
Yeah.
We've gotten like an alien...
We didn't survive this.
...burst out of our chest. So does that mean that there's like two aliens kicking it sweet that are us?
Yeah, there's Joel aliens on the ship.
Because like with aliens, they get the properties of the...
Yeah. Like when the alien eats the dog in the third one and the aliens eat the humans in the second one, they'll become like you.
All right, which means
they'll be rude to me.
So for some reason, there's two aliens being like, we hate you. You're moist.
How those crab kisses go, an idiot.
I like that. You know that
none.
You know that scene where like Ripley and there's like water coming down in the alien's head here and the little mouth pokes out?
Yep.
Little mouth's just like, you're the dumbest fuck. Oh!
Crab's never gonna kiss you.
They keep mocking me with their second mouth.
Your lips aren't even that salty.
Have
you even kissed a crab?
Shut up! Also, like, when the chest bursters come out, I would be so confused. Okay, I don't have a handle on what this is. Are they giving birth to crab babies? What's happening here?
That's true.
Oh, their crab girlfriends. Someone had a baby. I'm Dom. I'm Jackson.
That's good if that's the alien stomping around the spaceship.
I'm Dom and I'm Jackson and crabs won't kiss me.
That's mean.
That's great. That means that end scene of Alien where Ripley gets in the ship is just me getting away from your meat.
You getting away crying.
Road friends weren't taking off my pants for some reason.
Wayland Yutani contact. Well, Jackson, not... what's happened to the people there?
Road lizard men. With second mouths, what the fuck?
We can't. We've spoken to our android and it's just gargling noises.
It sounds like it's full of some kind of fluid.
Yeah, that would be spit. I'm starting to think
from
the decision.
Lizard, from the lizard people?
No, that would be my spit, sir.
Why? You got to spit in something.
Sorry, we're sensing on the sea. Are you naked?
I took off my pants for some reason. I don't know why. Huh. I had hot legs. But not a hot dick.
Okay. I mean, that's a good strat to survive. Like, make yourself unappealing to the aliens.
You did that on purpose, yeah?
Yeah. Whale and Yutani being like, I just think we shouldn't have put the dumbest fuck in space. I'm starting to reconsider that decision.
Well, he survived, sir, so I guess it's...
The aliens didn't want him.
Yeah. Well, now we know the threshold.
Do we want him?
No.
Let's divert him into the vacuum of space.
Probably.
Where am I going?
The sun.
You'll be home soon.
I don't remember my home being so on fire.
Earth has changed in the 23 hours since you left.
But on the off chance that an alien or a facehugger just takes, I don't know, like pity on you or something.
Yeah, sure.
And does decide to, like, you know,
give
on
you
your
a
face.
Kiss.
Yeah.
That means there's like a little chest alien will burst out of you and it's just going to have your attributes?
A little chest alien bursts out of me and we high five and I die. Fuck you. Carry on my legacy, little green me. Maybe it pops out and we kiss and it goes up.
It's going to be the moistest alien.
It's
like,
gonna
that's
going to
make some gross, weird, sloppy sounds like just around the ship.
It's also not going to climb everywhere. It's just going to walk.
It just stroll and maybe slide a little.
Something melted the android.
What's it doing to the android? Is it face? Oh, no.
It's spitted.
Oh, and you got acid spit now. You would kill the android accidentally.
I'm going to spit in everyone's mouths. We gotta find us one of them crabs.
I miss kissing. Me too.
It's weird that you're separate from me, little mouth. Yeah, I'm my own little guy. That's crazy that you're still me for some reason. Fuck yeah.
This is the best.
Do you have a little mouth? Nah. Oh.
I don't like to talk about it, but you know.
Yeah, and then we just dance around the spaceship or whatever.
It's also funny because if you're having a conversation with a little mouth, it means that you'll be like, yeah, I'm good.
Or I'd be like, hey, little mouth, do you have a little mouth? Hey, little mouth, do you have a little mouth? And he'd be like, what? I'm in your mouth when you say that. Oh, so, oh,
hi. Oh, sorry.
I like the idea of you guys just like, we could just kill him. He's not doing anything. Yeah. He's just talking to his own mouth.
It's good because, like, aliens are hard to kill, but I feel like you wouldn't be.
Yeah. One shot and I'm down.
Just hit.
Just the Joel aliens looking at the Jackson alien being like,
eh. So I reckon, like, I'd just pick up, like, a pipe or something.
Oh! Ow!
My weak point, my tiny brain. Yeah.
I'd be blaming the face hugger that got you. Like, why? Why'd you do that? What? We had a good thing going. Yeah! We were bullying him good!
Oh, your little mouths are guys as well.
Yeah.
That's cool. Do yours have little extra mouths?
Yeah.
Oh!
Fuck you!
Oh! This sucks!
Alright, like, that's a good strategy. Again, making
Thank
yourself
you.
Very unappealing. And even if you do get got, like, you kind of, like, you survive by living on.
Yeah, I'm
being
still around.
A terrible alien.
So. Just in solid. Alien form.
So I've been thinking, probably the easiest horror movie to survive for myself, Jaws. It's pretty easy not to go in the ocean.
But what if it's hot?
Oh, how hot are we talking?
Oh, like 35, 40?
Fuck, that's hot.
So hot.
I live in a beachside town.
Yeah.
There's an ocean right there.
It looks
so
super
cool.
Nice, man. The surf's real good. It's a lot of sharks around.
Oh, what was that last one?
Sand is real nice under your feet.
You know, the three S's. Sand. Whoa,
oh.
Ghosts.
Sick. The three S's.
Sand.
Strobe lights.
Spooky darkness.
Spooky darkness. And slugs.
Slug spit.
Well done, everyone, for yelling out S things.
Self suck! Got in two.
That red lighting was good because it felt like you said self suck and we went to hell. Which is where we should be.
Yeah.
Hang on a sec. Sound attack. Are the lights okay? Like, should we just keep going?
Is this good? I don't know how to play the trumpet.
Yeah, that's cool.
Just cycle through.
We don't mind. It's fun.
Yeah. And that's something new and interesting. What were you saying?
I was mostly just worried because the lights cut out, that microphones might have been next. And I was like, don't want to rob these people of such great content. Yeah, right,
so
that half-hearted cheer was right.
Yeah. I like when it's green. I feel like I'm in the Matrix.
That's nice. Right. Okay, so we got sand, we got sharks, and we got sunshine.
Yeah.
What was that second one?
Sharks.
Yeah.
You know sharks.
But it's the summer.
Yeah.
It is hot.
And the sun is sizzling.
All right, so ideally I don't go in the ocean, but knowing me, I'll be like, shark attacks are rare.
Yeah.
They're really rare. I don't know a single person's been eaten by a shark.
Yeah.
That's true.
Sure, we just had a whole spate of killings, but apart from them,
before
it's
that,
fine.
Couldn't name one.
Couldn't name a single
and
one.
And also if it's me, I've moved from Australia and I'm like, they talk about shark attacks all the time, but they don't actually happen.
Yeah.
It's all bullshit.
Yeah.
The idea of you going in and like you're like up to your knees and you see someone get eaten by a shark and you're like, what are the odds it'll come to me?
Yeah.
Go a little deeper up to your waist, someone else gets eaten. Well, he's full now.
Lightning never strikes the same person as a shark attack twice.
Exactly. And again, you're right. The shark could be like, I've eaten one boy. Oh, yum, 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 I'm full.
Yeah.
Go have a sleep.
Maybe so, you'd be like...
the shark's sleeping, you can have a swim.
Maybe you'd be like, hey, Jackson, Zama, do you want to come to the beach? Yeah. Do you want to wear this blood sunscreen?
Oh.
I call it chum. For my chums.
Holy shit, that's the best. Dip me in that shit, son.
Hells yeah. Slopping it on. Oh, you're the best friend.
I like that all of a sudden I went for a really innocent way of surviving this by, you know, not going in the ocean. And now all of a sudden I'm surviving because I'm just feeding my friends to a shark. I befriend Jaws.
Hey!
I'll betray humanity for a shark! That rules!
That's great. You're like, shark, I'll bring you food. The shark's like, nom, 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 nom. You're like, you're just gonna let me swim, dude.
Yeah. It's really fucking hot, bro.
Yeah, that's
this
great.
Beach is, yeah. I'm not gonna lie, pretty fucking nice.
Yeah.
So I'll bring you my friends to eat them, but you leave me alone. Sound chill? Fuck yeah. I like that also, I can't communicate with sharks.
So does the shark know what you're saying? Are you like, cool, and then you get in the shark just...
Oh, we had a deal!
Yeah. This is most not chill, shark.
He got my leg. Give me back my leg.
I am a shark, so...
I think our lights are blinding people now.
Yeah. Yeah, look, sorry. Close your eyes and just imagine you're listening to us. It's like a podcast. It's fun.
It is cool to feel like I'm at a slow rave.
Yeah.
My favorite one is the one that puts us in like a stark white light. Like,
yeah.
It's like
it's
moody,
like too real.
Blue, jazz.
Too real. I hate this one.
Hell.
That one's the worst one. Too real
too
again.
Too real again.
No, thank you.
Hell again.
Hell is good.
Where we deserve
Matrix.
To be.
Matrix.
Where we...
Sunshine.
Summer.
Oh, back to like...
Back to jazz.
Jazz. Now we're sad. Summer. Sharks are... Oh, hell.
Do you think that you could kill the shark?
Yeah. Now, what... A shark comes at you, what do you do?
Yeah.
Punch down.
No,
oh, wait,
idiot. That sounded... Punch his nose.
Yeah, that sounded
which
like
is
some...
below me, right?
What? I mean, like, where? What? How are you? I'll be the shark. Where are you?
In the ocean, floating. So I punch down.
Ow! The top of my head. My nose is here, idiot.
You gotta punch like a gut punch, like.
You're just punching that shark in the head.
Yeah.
How do
and
you
as,
feel after
as
being
great
punched
as
in
that
the head?
Is?
Not great.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
All right. How good are you at gouging?
Yeah.
Phenomenal. Have you seen these bad boys?
No.
Another fucking comedy genius in the crowd, I see.
Yeah. He took a fucking
bow! He took a bow! Holy shit.
Not even I like myself enough to do that.
Although, how cool would it be if he pulled out a microphone from nowhere and did a tight five? We were like, oh, I guess, okay. And you just did some stand-up for the crowd. That would be sick.
Opens with, so the thing about comedy podcasts is they're not really that good.
What's the deal with comedy podcasts? Why are they so shit? Couldn't tell you.
Yeah, so can you gouge out a shark's eyes?
I think.
Can you identify where the eyes are on a shark?
Yeah. How strong a swimmer are you?
Yeah, these are all important questions, Dusha.
Yes, I know where a shark's eyes are.
Where?
On the on its head, on kind of the side of its head.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, they're just like sitting on top, on what? Stalks or something.
One eye what? In the mouth, one eye on the end of the tail.
Yeah.
What if it was a hammerhead shark?
Yeah, where are the eyes there?
Jaws, if it was a hammerhead shark, would be a better movie. I like Jaws, but like imagine if it was a hammerhead shark. That's...
Well, hey, the hammerheads.
I think, okay, audience, I think you're about to get hit with the lights again. So brace yourself.
It's real good watching you guys. Too real. Back to hell.
Back to hey, and there we're blue. Ocean. Too real.
Oh my gosh.
Summer. Matrix.
Blue.
How good a swimmer are you?
I'm a pretty solid. Not
solid swimmer. Yeah. All right.
Can you operate a boat?
I've been in rips before, and I'm here to tell the tale.
That's pretty good. That's
do you know what
impressive.
A rip is, audience? All right.
Sick. Okay.
Be nice to me.
All right. How much like a seal do you look like when you're swimming?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say not heaps, but I'm scared that you disagree. Although that isn't an issue because Jaws, the shark from Jaws,
that's right.
eats people.
That's true.
I look heaps like a person.
Has your dad?
Yeah.
Killed another yes. shark's dad.
I.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
My father, Wayne, the courier.
Yeah.
I don't believe
has he killed
he
a
has
shark,
killed
Dad.
A shark.
Okay. My okay. Has he eaten Flake?
Yes. He
do
really
that. Does
Flake.
Jaws know that, though?
Is Jaws familiar with my real-life dad, Wayne?
Probably not. All right, so so I guess he's not going to seek revenge.
I'm so sorry, your blinded audience.
Oh, yeah, but by the way, we're controlling this, like, surprise.
Blind them. Blind them all.
It's part of the act.
I know. Don't look, it's bad. I don't want to see you all right? Like, doing this, it's just like you're in darkness. I can imagine not there.
Holy shit.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
All right.
I'm sorry if anyone has epilepsy. This would be bad.
We're very, very sorry.
I'm so excited to perform in a stroke. This is like we've gone into the middle of a club.
Oh, okay.
Hey! Leads. Anyway, what we say? Podcasting or some shit.
So anyway, Bruce Jr.
Yep.
So your dad hasn't killed a shark.
No, but he's eaten Flake. In fact, he introduced me to Flake.
I reckon maybe a shark might know that and try
a
and hunt you down.
Shark never forgets.
Sharks famously never forget.
Yeah. Elephants of the sea.
They are. They're...
I know, how scary is that?
Because they're both grey. Yeah. They both have ears. No, they don't.
Hey, what else kind of shark can you identify? You didn't know where its nose was.
Where's its fin?
At the back.
Where's its ears?
Wait.
Oh, wait, you mean its top
yeah.
fin on its back?
Got fucking dunk. You get beaten.
You don't know shit about sharks.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm so aggressive. I love you.
Also,
which way can a shark swim?
Forwards.
Correct.
I mean,
if a shark loses a tooth, what happens?
It grows an infinite amount of teeth.
Fuck, he's good.
What?
Yeah.
No, I mean, it can, but it does. It's not like one tooth falls out and it's like...
It's like a hydra, you
the
know?
Shark
one
is like,
falls out, six grow back.
This is shit right here. Imagine a shark's going across the water and just teeth trailing by. Sharks are dumb, huh? What a shitty way to evolve. Who does that help?
Is constantly
teeth
losing
collectors.
Teeth.
It's nice that sharks evolved for teeth collectors. What do sharks get out of that? How to grow back teeth? How do they lose so many fucking teeth? Well, they have like three rows.
Yeah, but they hunt and they're ferocious. And it's like shedding their
skin. I eat meat and I don't lose my teeth when I bite into a...
Have you ever lost a tooth? Like an adult tooth?
Imagine, not all baby teeth. No, I've never lost an adult tooth.
That legitimately surprises me.
Yeah.
Do you expect that I've like smacked my mouth on a rock? Yeah.
Or honestly,
yeah,
bitten something that was too hard to chew.
Like a gem or something. Hey, cool diamond.
I was imagining like edit like those like fake looking fruit.
Yeah.
Or like a in a display home and you're like, "Oh, that looks good."
This is legitimate and this is far more insulting.
Yeah.
I can imagine you biting a rock thinking it was candy.
What rock looks like... Oh, no, there's chocolate that looks like rocks. Yeah, no, I could, yeah.
Or I've like eaten... an actual coin?
I've eaten, like, meals that have had rocks in them.
Deliberate?
No, thing? Like, rocks fell in my spaghetti or whatever.
I hate eating Italian food near avalanches.
And, like... Not like, you know, you're having, like, spaghetti at a picnic or something. And you get a bit of dirt or rocks in your spaghetti, and you don't know. And you, oh, that was a bit crunchy. That was probably a rock. Spaghetti, maybe not always, but...
Like, I can see a light, and I want to go towards it.
Keep going.
Anyway. So I just feel like maybe you're going to get ate by a shark.
Yeah, I don't think you survived this.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Like, I just feel like, yeah, you
plus,
know.
Can you stay dry forever? Someone's still laughing, that's good. Can you stay dry and out of the water forever?
I mean, look, it's going to be real hot.
And, well, like, actually, not even that, like, baths...
A swimming pool?
Yeah,
what if
the rain, dude?
Oh, what if Bruce is just like, you know, he's just like, I want to get that boy. I can sense he's having a bath.
Yeah.
Just hoiks his, like, fin up and off.
That's really funny because, like, you would hear the door, boom. You'd be like, I'm having a bath. Boom. Door opens, a shark, fluff. You would die from being crushed, not...
But sadly, also don't survive. It's scary if it's a shower. You turn on the shower and all of a sudden the water stops.
What's in that pipe?
Oh, that's gross. Because it would just be like, water stops, but then it just comes through a bit red and then a bit meaty and then teeth shoot out.
That's an infinite amount.
You just wouldn't know what was happening. Like a shark is minced through your shower. And you just have to call your landlord like... I don't know what it was. Smelled a bit like fish, I guess.
I've got some teeth lodged in me.
But we battered it up and you can eat it. So
okay, well, there we go. I survive again. I'm just going to keep having showers until the shark gets frustrated and hoisted by its own petard by trying to swim through my shower head.
That's good. You tricked it its own
logic
game.
Prevails again.
Yes. I like the idea of the shark trying to get you in the rain and just going to where water is evaporating. And hoping it will get evaporated.
That's scary, because what if it works? Yeah. Go shark.
Shark rain. I don't even know. That's just meat again, I guess.
And a bit pointy.
Yeah, I like the idea of a plane driving through a shark cloud, being like, it's a meaty cloud. In the plane, looking out the window.
just catching the turbine.
The worst part is, I can imagine the smell and I wish I couldn't.
Yeah, it's...
Nah,
I've never seen a shark...
But imagine it's like fishy but blood.
Yeah. It's weird we can all imagine shark death.
Yeah.
But cool.
But very cool.
The human mind is wild. Yeah. So yeah, I think I'm surviving again.
Fair enough. All right.
Personal hygiene choices, basically.
All right, horror movie, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to pick Forrest Gump.
It's not technically a horror movie.
I wouldn't... So, okay, it clears the movie part.
Yeah.
It just really trips over the
It's a scary
horror.
Film. You think about it. All right, okay, think about it, okay? I come from a very firm belief that no one is special.
Sure.
Okay? That helps me sleep at night. No yeah. one is special. That we are all equal playing field. We all have infinite potential because we could all do something neat.
Human cool. beings are just dirty meat.
We're just dirty meat, exactly. And the fact is, like, I have infinite potential inside myself. Just like you have infinite potential, and you, and everyone here has infinite potential.
But not me.
Yeah, there was 2 points there that didn't.
And you have infinite potential.
No,
you have
I don't.
Some.
I have finite potential. And I'm reaching it.
You are.
You're well and truly hit the ceiling of that.
So, but in the Forrest Gump universe,
yeah,
there is one man who was responsible for so much. Like, anything that is, like, of note, of like in pop culture, in any kind of culture there, it's just down to one dude.
Yeah, that is scary.
That's terrifying.
Especially because
But it is still Americana in the 50s, and I can survive that.
Yeah.
I'll work at, like, a milkshake thing.
So
I
you're
can
just,
make one of them.
So you're just surviving the events of Forrest Gump. So you're just surviving 1951, say, to 1969.
Hang on.
I'm not going to Vietnam.
I was
going to
say, you survived.
I got bone spurs or some shit. I will get out.
Sir, my bones are wrong. Catch ya.
Sir, I've got a very strong case of cowardice.
Yes. I am a coward, sir.
I will betray you and run away. save you a bullet for shooting me in the back. Maybe just leave me at home.
Okay, so Zamet got through Vietnam.
I mean, sure, look, I might have ego death.
Yeah.
Because, like, again, I am no longer a special, like, anything. Like, it's one person. It's world
maybe you make a good milkshake or whatever.
But I'll make a good milkshake, and that's neat. Maybe I get to serve Forrest Gump. I'm like, here you go. You're great.
But do we know that Forrest Gump...
And then
Gump...
you'll drink it, and you'll be like, that's a real good milkshake. And take credit, and I'll be like,
Ah, damn. You just got to avoid Forrest Gump.
I don't
he
know
runs
he
everywhere,
He
though.
Does, though.
He's so quick. But, like, do we know Forrest Gump is responsible for all those things until he, like, till he dies? Like, are we putting it together as a humanity?
Yeah.
When in Forrest Gump does he die?
Well, presumably, eventually.
I thought you meant that you misremembered Forrest Gump, and rather than him sitting at the bus stop telling the story.
Yeah, he's at the bus stop and he just gets shot in the head at the end. Stop stealing credit for everything.
Okay, trick there. If you're going to kill someone and teach them a lesson, teach them the lesson before you shoot.
Yeah.
Either way, it's meaningless.
Stop taking credit. You can't
I'm just
hear me
yelling.
Because your head is now a hole.
Yeah,
that's fair.
So I'm assuming in this universe, when Forrest Gump dies,
yeah.
there will be someone else that will just kind of take his place.
What if it's you?
That's a lot of stress then. And that's good for me, but then, like, everyone else has a shit time.
If it's Zamet, that means Zamet is responsible for heaps of things from, like, 1979 to now.
86.
Is that the bad times?
Nah. There was no world wars. That was all right.
Yeah, that's pretty
Forrest
good.
Gump also didn't cause any
the
world
90s?
Wars. Hey.
You might kill Kurt Cobain, dude. You'd be responsible if you're the Forrest Gump of the 90s. True. That's you. You're killing Kirk Cobain.
You're also the baby on the front cover of Nevermind. Everyone's seen your dick now.
But as a baby.
But
so
as a baby.
Fine.
Whatever. It's
but
fine.
Then, yeah, a year later,
it's
you
weird.
Kill Kirk Cobain.
Those are our two cultural touches. What happened in the 90s? Kirk Cobain died. Baby was on the front cover of my album. That's it. Done.
And
nothing
like,
else.
My response to the internet been like, oh, hey, this is cool for military, but what if you just didn't? Like, everyone got it. That'd be cool. All right.
Bye.
And then I ran.
There's so many fucked things that happened in the 90s and early 2000s that, like, were you there in the Oval Office? Did you help Bill Clinton?
Yes, I guided him in.
You walked into that one, Dusha.
No, I mean, I was expecting you to be like, oh, no. But no, you went, yep.
Or
okay.
I was like, fuck off, this is my job. Give me that dick. Why do I keep sucking dicks in this?
Hey, dude, you sucked the president's dick. That rules. That's powerful.
That's neat. That means my blue jacket almost took down a president.
Yeah. Does that mean that Bill Clinton's like, my fellow Americans? He did suck my dick. But let me remind you that we live in a universe where one guy is at every notable event. So
also,
I guess all this means is that was pretty notable. Peace.
He killed Kurt Cobain.
And then he'd play the saxophone and leave.
Do you remember that guy that killed Kurt Cobain? He was going to kill him.
He was just there.
You just like, hey,
I nudged him a bit.
He has a cool gun. Boom. I don't know. Bye bye.
It also means you.
He was like, oh man, this hurts my back when I play like that. And I'm like, no, but it sounds good still. Keep doing it. And he did.
What?
That's a deep. All right. So, Kurt Cobain is was ambidextrous, so he could have played with left-handed or right-handed. But the way he played it was like sore on his back, so he was in immense pain with like sciatica and that kind of stuff. Which some people have a theory that that is why he ended up just because it was like too much pain.
Who
Maybe
expected
the heroin also
or heroin? I don't know.
Yeah.
Who expected to learn about Kurt Cobain tonight?
Yeah.
If anyone puts their hand up, liar.
There was. Excuse me, man. What's it like to be a liar?
Yeah.
I just don't believe.
I saw you cheer. The lights aren't that bright. Is it good? Was it powerful?
I just don't imagine you in line tonight and you're like, they're going to talk about Kurt Cobain. I fucking know it.
But
they're going to learn about his back problems.
But if you're in line for this show and you're like, I reckon they're probably going to suck their own dicks or something.
Yeah.
Everyone would be like, duh, shush.
Come on, it's fine.
I know. But yeah, I think I wouldn't mind. I'd be like, cool, Forrest Gump's taking care of all of it.
Well,
and then he'll die and my life is meaningless still.
Well, yeah. But
that's
like,
pretty cool.
I survive it, but I guess isn't really living.
Well, that you want to survive, don't you? Didn't you just win?
I mean, I did, but like, is it worth it?
Yeah.
Okay, so now all of a sudden, the biggest hurdle is suicide.
Yeah. Always is.
I'm worried about our friends. What did Leeds do? You were so happy this morning.
I think is weird is that we kind of live in that. I am not going to go to the moon. I know.
I'm not going to suck the president's dick.
Thank you, whoever booed. Send Jackson to the moon. Let him kiss the space crabs. Yeah! I reckon I could get to the moon on public opinion alone.
Yeah.
I would just get there and be like, this sucks.
There's not even any crabs here.
I'm going to go to sleep in a crater. Then they'd hit me with the moon buggy. Jackson, you can't just go to sleep on the road. Ow.
I'm tired.
Oh, hang on. I reckon, how long would it take for you to be on the moon? And answer this honestly, because I reckon you've thought about this before.
Yeah.
If you're an astronaut, you get sent to the moon. How long would it take before you tried to fuck the moon? Like, I mean, just like digging like a hole.
Instantly. Oh, you want him to answer?
No.
Well, Sam, it's not far off. But what I think is that I would have to be like, hey, NASA. Because, like, I know, look, I'm the dumbest fuck. But yeah. I know that if I get my dick out in space,
it's gone.
Well, I know it'll be bad. I don't actually know what will happen. Part of me thinks the whole thing will get sucked out. Like, if I unzip, it'll be like, and everyone will be like, he took his dick out, didn't he?
There he goes.
If you see a shooting star tonight, that could be Jackson's penis.
He thought he could fuck the moon. But I also feel like if I have a way of keeping the
like
air from getting it, like a seal,
yeah,
then
so
maybe
like a tube.
It'd be chilly.
Oh, not like a... Oh, oh.
No. Like a vacuum seal around my balls and dick.
Yeah.
It would be cold. Again, it's cold in space. Yeah. And a bit hot. So it might be hard to get an erection in space. I'd certainly rub my junk against the moon. But
I'm
I'd have to speak
you.
To NASA
Imagine
first.
Imagine that, being like, oh, what'd you do? When's the moon? Oh, that's an impressive butt. Put my balls on the moon.
It's great if you imagine me going up with like the first people that walked on the moon and they're like, this is one small step for man. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, Earth, but Jack... Oh, okay. There he goes.
Just like scooting across the moon like a dog.
That's great because the president, this is true, the president had a written speech for if everyone died on the moon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They had like four different speeches for what possibilities. That was not a possibility. They're like, we got to scramble for a speech. We did not expect that. Are you really sad he's dead? Peace. I didn't think I'd get to do Bill Clinton and
JFK.
Nixon?
I did Nixon, no. But it was JFK, wasn't it? I fucked up.
Was it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyone the know? Moon president.
It was JFK, right? Yeah, I'm clever. History and stuff.
Yeah.
What?
Marilyn Manson was never president. I know that.
Yeah. He did release albums in the 90s, though, so I could see...
Joel Zammit responsible.
Ah, damn.
Antichrist superstar was you all of a sudden. Oh, man. Now more music deep cuts.
Hey, Marilyn Manson, dressed like a witch.
Looks good.
All right.
See ya.
Bye.
Yep. I am responsible for Trump.
Yep. Yeah, no, I figured that already.
Okay, it's fine.
That's life.
This is like, Trump. All right, how about... Yeah. It's the 80s, we're businessmen.
And how also, it would just... Another thing that you're responsible for. What if we left? Yeah, boo, his fault.
Charles Hammett made the Brexit happen.
Boo!
That is the worst horror movie.
Yeah, but
let
no,
me go back
whatever,
to space.
Vote leave. Yeah, it's fine.
No!
Double down, you got to have someone. Fuck.
I'd like fuck to vote leave of this podcast.
No, it might be good in the end. We don't know.
But it's not, the weird thing is that we couldn't really blame Zammit. That's like, that's just the weird curse our lives are under
but
now.
That's more, if anything, it was just kind of like, as they were voting the tally up, like, I just bumped somebody, and they just was like, oh, I guess they lost by one.
It just sucks for you, because whereas Forrest Gump got to invent Elvis's dance and do a whole
like,
bunch
what's
of...
What's the, like, the most, like, 90s or 2000s dance?
The
Macarena? Did I do... Am I responsible for that? What are those fucking...
Gangnam Style. Yeah. Joe Sam was like, what if you dance like riding a horse? Bye.
Yeah, you know, you get a horse and then you dance like, that's pretty neat. Anyway, goodbye.
Man, you don't get credit for any of it. That sucks. You were saying before that Forrest Gump got credit for it, but he didn't. Forrest Gump ended up on a bus somewhere. Like,
I think, again, surviving this might be hard because if you're taking over from Forrest Gump,
what?
From 1986 onwards, a lot of the like big events that Forrest Gump would have been responsible for, if Forrest Gump was set in that time, are all very dangerous or involve a lot of drugs or just bad decisions.
Yeah, like I feel several of the Gulf Wars are not as good as Vietnam.
Yeah. Hey, does Zammit automatically lose this just by virtue of him dying naturally?
You picked a normal life, idiot.
Yeah,
death
like,
always wins, baby!
Like, you can't survive life. Eventually,
yeah, but I
you'll
lived.
Die.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas, Joel Dusha will make his way through Jaws,
yeah,
and he won't die from Jaws. I'll make my way through space and aliens. I won't die from aliens. You will make your way through Forrest Gump and then die.
I mean, I guess.
Forrest Gump is a rough movie.
It's fairly, yeah.
It is not good. Yeah, look.
All right. It's hard to tell who won this.
Yeah, one. Yeah. It's
luckily,
not easy.
Luckily, I brought 90 of my closest friends.
Whoa.
Hey. Hiya.
No, not Leeds. Joel. Joel.
That's not fair because you cheered
yes.
for go, both go. Of them.
Yeah, that's good.
I got to change my name to Joel sometime.
Yeah, do.
All right, so.
Imagine I had to change my name to Joel. You both changed
shut
your name
up.
To Jax.
Jax, we've got a surprise for you. We're all Jacksons now.
No. What episode of the Twilight Zone is it? So anyway, sorry, go on. Go on.
The Magi. So we got to... The 3, 2, 1, and clap, and that's what you're going to vote
the voting
on.
System from before, you remember
very
it?
Very simple.
Yep.
Now, just don't in case you forgot.
Up.
3, 2, 1. All
right. You fucked it up a bit, but that's fine.
That was on us, we threw to you too quickly.
It's fine, it's fine, it's fine. Okay, so...
Well, you're talking, we'll start with you.
All right, so surviving the Forrest Gump universe. 3, 2, 1.
Hey. There's nothing funnier than a limp clap.
I know. It's like two wet salmons.
Yeah.
It was also good because, again, the people that clapped, we can see. Yeah. both of you, the moment you realized there was no, like, it was like...
It was just like two just kind of bits of flesh, like two hams just slightly coming together.
I'm a bit scared now because I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, look, hey.
But I might also...
Life got me. Ah, it sucks, but well.
What?
Jaws. Three, two, one.
Oh.
Okay, louder.
Louder. But honestly, that just, sounded like
it was,
just...
That was like...
A couple of limp wrists.
That was like 11 claps versus two. It seemed very impressive, but it's about to...
I think the people that clapped only clapped because they liked the light show. They were like, that segment of the show was nuts.
They had a strobe for a bit, which was distressing because, you know, strobe warnings are meant to be a thing.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I'm glad everyone's okay.
Yeah. And
me too.
Shout out
that
to
was
the sound
scary.
Guy for sorting that out,
really. You're a champion.
Aliens. Three, two, one.
Yeah! People want to see me kiss a crab. That's the takeaway here tonight.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
And you've been Leeds, 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 Leeds,